Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast once again. Today, we are going to talk about a hot, hot, hot topic that many of you have voted yes on my Instagram story when I asked if you want me to talk about a session on how to handle a bad review. You know, when you are growing your business and you're doing more and more business and you're asking for feedback, testimonials, reviews, there will be a mix of reviews. Hopefully, majority of them are good reviews, and I'm pretty sure they will be. And there will be a small handful who will give you bad reviews. Okay? That's just the nature of the business. When you are growing your business and you get to a certain point that you are becoming big and successful and well-known, you will get people who want to sue you. You will have people who want to get refund. You will have people who tell you that you are a money grabber and you didn't fulfill what you said that you will fulfill. All kinds of things just to rattle you and also to get something from you. There is a small percentage of people out there who's like that, unfortunately. And there's nothing you can do about it. So as a business owner, just make sure that you show up with integrity, show up with your good moral values, have business ethics, and deliver what you promise, okay? Rule number one, always be ethical, always be fair, and be kind, but fair. So what do we do when we get a bad review or bad reviews in general? The very first response, okay, and it's human because I know it because I went through it, all right? So it's natural and it's human to get defensive, to get upset, to feel that, what is this person talking about? I've done everything that they asked me to do, and whatever they're saying online is not even 100% accurate. So you become very defensive. You want to undo the wrong, okay? You want to have an online combat to prove to everybody else who's reading the reviews that you were not what they say you were. The facts were distorted. So you want to have an argument, online argument, with this person who left you a review because you felt that it was unfair and it's inaccurate and you need to clear the air and you need to clear your name. All these are 100% justified feelings, okay? So I'm not going to tell you to just suck it up. I want you to acknowledge that it's normal to feel that way. All right, it's normal to feel that way. Now, the next thing you need to do is to really take a moment. Do not respond immediately. Do not respond immediately because you will be responding out of emotions, okay? And I have always coached my team when I was in the hotel business, and even right now when I'm doing my own business and I'm training my team members on how to handle these situations like that, is you walk away, let it sit for 24 to 48 hours. Trust me, in that 24 to 48 hours, you will not get a million people reading your reviews, okay? It doesn't work that way. Unless your SEO for your website is super duper duper high, all right? Or your Google review is ranked super high, that you reach out to a lot of people, then that's a possibility. But I would still suggest for you to not respond immediately because you're responding out of emotions. You need to have a clear head to understand what exactly is going on, what's the objective of this person when she or he wrote the review, and how to handle it the best way. So step away, okay? Step away from it and calm down. Give yourself 24 to 48 hours. Then come back and read the review and highlight, okay? I would suggest that you print it out, okay? Print out the review and start highlighting the things that they are saying that are facts and that are lies, okay? Or gray area, okay? The gray area is the one that is going to cause the most damage, okay? So highlight what are the facts that they say and highlight what are the lies that they say, and also where's the gray area. And then look at the facts. Are the facts real facts from their point of view or from your point of view? Because two persons can look at the same thing, but they can have very different understanding or opinion, and they're both accurate. So there's no right or wrong. Your facts may not be perceived as facts to the other person. Remember, when they are writing the review, it could be they are emotional as well. So what you consider as lies are perceived as facts for them. So you have to, again, understand from their point of perspective, okay? Their point of perspective. And that's why I say be empathetic. That's why I say to highlight and be empathetic and understand why they are saying that, and they are so strongly, they are so convicted that they are in the right because this is a fact for them. So you have to ask yourself, why do they think that that is a fact? Okay? And then think your version of the fact. Their version of the truth, your version of the truth. What's the discrepancy? What had happened in between to have a distortion, to not be on the same page of what is perceived as the truth? Okay? Then look at the lies that you think are lies. Okay? Again, they may think that is the truth, but you may perceive it as the lie. You have to ask yourself, this statement, is there any evidence to back that up? If there's no evidence to back that up, that could be used as your proof that it's a lie. So it could be an emotional statement. It could be something that said, like, she was being rude to me, but there was no statement to justify she said that she was being rude to me. So this area here becomes like a gray area. Okay. And then you have to do this exercise a few times. Okay. Not just in one sitting. After you've done it, come back 24 hours later. Think about all the documentation that you had taken, notes about your discussion, your meetings, and then reference that back to what they are writing. Okay. Reference that back what they are writing. And then see whether there's any discrepancy. Now, ultimately, this person is upset. So even if you are in the right, they will not listen to you. They were upset enough to write that review. This is where you have to wear your empathetic hat, okay? Have a big heart. So now you have to understand the objective, why they are writing that review. What are they trying to look for? So a lot of times, you will have the knee-jerk reaction to want to immediately respond to them, to the review, regardless whether to say that thank you for sharing how you feel, you know, let's hop on a call, or let's go over some facts, or then you have a verbal argument, or you ask to hop on a call. I wouldn't respond at all. I'm going to let it sit because they are also waiting for you to call them immediately, okay? They want to get an immediate reaction from you, because 99% of the business owner will do that. So I'm going to play the waiting game. Why? I play the waiting game because I want them to also have the time to simmer down and me to have the time to simmer down, because how they were feeling when they're writing the review, a few days later, a week later, I wouldn't go beyond a week, okay? 2 to 3 days later, 5 days later, the feeling may not be as strong. So they may be more ready they may be in a better headspace when you do initiate to have a conversation or respond to the review. Okay? This part, patience, is extremely important. Time is going to tame everything down so you can have a more reasonable conversation. Now, when you're going to have a conversation with this person, you want to be able to thank them for taking the time to express how they're feeling. Okay. Do not immediately go into a defensive mode and say that, hey, you know, I read your review. This is untrue because this is actually what happened. And you said this and I said this. And then you say yes. And I say, okay, this is what it's going to do. And then you apparently forgot our conversation. No, you don't want to say something like that. You want to first and foremost thank them for, number one, giving you the opportunity to work with them. Number two, okay, that you, regardless even if they are right, okay, you want to thank them for sharing the review, okay, taking the time to share the review. Thank them for giving you the opportunity to work with them. Thank them for writing, for giving the time to share how they are feeling. And then you want to be empathetic by acknowledging their feelings. So this is how the conversation will look like, okay? Hey, XYZ, first and foremost, I saw your review. I saw your feedback that you put on Google Review about the recent event that we had done together. First and foremost, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to work with you. And I also really appreciate you taking the time to share your feedback and the review because this is an opportunity for us as a company to learn and become better, okay? Then the third thing that you want to say is, I understand you must be very frustrated when you're writing the review and when this incident happened at your event, okay? Or this is how you felt about how we had handled your event. So you want to recognize their feeling. So three things: thank them for letting you work with them, thank them for writing the review, and then thank and be empathetic and acknowledge their feelings, how they were feeling, how you handled their event, okay? That's when you go into talking about, remember that piece of paper you print out and you highlight what's facts, what's lies, and the gray area? That's when you go through it. It says, may I ask you some questions in regards to what you had written, okay? So this conversation can be had when you initiate outreach to have a conversation, okay? So you initiate outreach by your opening statement is those three, right? Thank you for giving us the opportunity to work with you. Thank you for taking the time to write the review. And I understand that you must be feeling super frustrated about how this event has went. May I have the opportunity to have a chat with you about this to see how we can make this right, okay? May I have the opportunity to chat with you to see how we can make this right? So you do not want to respond on that review platform. You want to reach out to this person one-on-one basis, okay? One-on-one basis. And then after the conversation, then you go back to the review to respond, okay? Because when you respond to that review, they may not respond back to you. And then it looks like it's going to be a long, drawn conversation. So when you respond back to the review, you want to already have a solution, okay? So this is going to test your patience, okay, and your frustration because it's like, oh, what am I going to do in between all these people reading the review? Listen, if you have someone who's watching your reviews or reading your reviews and there's 10 good reviews and one bad review and decided not to hire you, then this person is not going to be the person who you should be working with because they will be picking on you for every single thing and they will be using that excuse that, oh yeah, that one review, I should have hired her. Then they're going to nickel and dime you, okay? And they're going to pick fault, okay? So you don't want to work with someone like that, all right? So it's good that they don't even contact you. If somebody reads the review, that's 10 good reviews and one bad review, then they'll be like, you know, shit happens. So, okay, then they will contact you and then, okay, all would be good. So you want to reach out to this person, the one who gave you a bad review, by email, by text message, by phone call. But a lot of times I will say by email and text message first and say that, hey, you know, you write all these things. Then says, is there a good time for us to chat so that we can make this right for you? It is so important for you to say so that we can make this right for you, okay? You don't want to talk about we can compensate you, we can whatever, because make this right is also a gray area. So you didn't promise that you're going to refund something. You didn't promise that you're going to give away something. So making it right could be, it could look like anything, okay? So the whole idea is for them to get on the phone with you, all right? Or to have some form of engagement with you. So when you're able to get them on that call, okay, then you want to repeat the same process. Thank them for hiring you. Thank them for taking the time to write the review and acknowledge their feelings. Then you put out the piece of paper and then you're going to go through the ones that you highlight, what's facts, what's lies and the gray area. And says, hey, may I ask you some questions in regards to what you had written here? So you're going to state every single thing. You say that, oh, you wrote about this. Can you share with me? Like, can you share with me what made you feel that way? Because I recall a very different conversation. Okay, then listen to them and then repeat the same thing. Can you share with me why you feel that way? Because I believe we talk about this. Okay, now, when you are saying something that is different to what they are saying, you want to be very tactful and you want to be very soft. And you want to be diplomatic and you want to be empathetic, okay? You don't want to be like, can you tell me why you wrote this? Because I don't believe that's what we said. Oh, no, that's defensive, okay? So you want to be like, can you tell me why you feel that way when you wrote this? Why did you feel that way? Because I recall that we had a different conversation about this, how to handle this. So you want to say it with a neutral expression and a neutral tone, okay? So in general, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on teaching you how to be empathetic and how to be non-defensive, but you get the idea. You want to always ask a question. Can you tell me, share with me, what is your perspective about this? And then after that, you say that, oh, yes, okay. Now, okay, I understand why you will feel that way because this is how I would have perceived it. Oh, yes, you have a point there. It's interesting because I have a different perspective about this. And oh, yes, you are right. Okay, I can understand why you think of it that way. I should have been clearer about this because this is what I thought you would understand when I say this. Okay, you see how I handle all that? Then at the end, okay, don't offer anything. Don't offer anything unless you feel that you are 100% wrong. Okay? And don't offer anything if you don't feel that you have done anything wrong. Okay? But this conclusion can only be drawn when you have evidence to prove that you have done nothing wrong. So a lot of times, after that phone call, I wouldn't even say anything about compensation. I'll be like, okay, I so appreciate you giving me the time. So do you mind if you give me a day or two to sit down and review with my team, to sit down and think about what you have said, and then I'll come back with a resolution? Okay, there you see. You see, I said, then I come back with a resolution. I did not say what I'm going to give to them. Do you mind if I take some time to think about this, and then I come back with a resolution? So now at this point, they felt hurt. At this point, you gather information and then go back and sit and think some more, okay? If you feel that you have done nothing wrong, when you go back, you will say that, hey, you know, I understand all these things and I have, you know, this is where I pull out my records. This is this. Now, this conversation may be a little uncomfortable, but then I will tell you that it will be a lot less uncomfortable when you are having this conversation a few days after the review has been published, because everybody has a time to calm down. Okay? So you may want to just proven the facts. It says that you can say that, okay, you know, I see that why you see it this way, but this is what we have documented and I have this. Do you recall this conversation? She may just deny. But I would tell you 50% of the people will be like, okay, yes, I understand. They become a little bit more understanding from your point of view. They're able to see from your point of view, right? If you have done this well, all right? Then at this point, it's up to you. Okay, if you decide that you have done nothing wrong, it's up to you whether do you want to compensate. Okay, it's up to you. I normally would compensate. Okay, I normally would do something. I normally would do something to make the other party feel better. And it could be something that I offer as a credit that they can use with an expiration date, or I send a basket and to thank them again as a client, and I just let sleeping dogs lie, okay? Because they have seen how I've handled them. If I come to a point that I realize that this customer is no point salvaging, this relationship is no point salvaging because they just keep denying no matter what I said, okay? Then I will still send a little basket to thank them for their time and then just leave it like that. Because you want to end with a good note. And whether they will recommend you or not, or refer you or not, is up to them already because you have done your part. But I guarantee you, if you have taken the step to do what I have asked you to do, then you will come to a point that they know that you are a reasonable business owner. You listen to them. You have your point of view. You're being human. They're being human. They're being a little overreaction. Okay. They overreacted the whole situation. And they will be appreciative that you actually take the time. And to show goodwill, you actually offer some form of a credit. Okay. This is what we call in business, I will write it as a loss, okay, or an expense because of customer relationship or whatever. Okay. And because I've done this and it has proven to work, I've turned many, many, many disgruntled clients into clients who can say that, yes, she has is a very reasonable business owner. She's empathetic. She's fair. Okay. It's not easy to get something free from her, but she's the first one to take accountability if she has dropped the ball. And she, you know, but if she felt that she has done whatever is right, she will defend her team, you know, but she will hear from your perspective first. She wouldn't be one of those who will combat or be defensive. So now this disgruntled customer has a different opinion about me as a business owner, okay? Because I've handled it professionally. Again, will they refer you customers? It's up to them. But the most important thing is you have done your part, okay? If you have done your part, there's nothing you can do anymore. And you just continue to focus on the good, right? It's just like no point arguing with an unreasonable person. If you come to a point that the customer is an unreasonable person and you have been professional and factual, empathetic and fair, and they are being unreasonable, then there's nothing more you can do already. And this is when you go back and respond to the review and write your resolution. Says, thank you so much. You know, thank you so much for sharing this feedback. We have gotten on a phone call and we have reached a resolution that there was a misunderstanding or there were different point of view. And I'm so happy that we got the air cleared. And now, you know, and we're able to continue to service you. When you write something like this, then people who are reading the review can read in between the lines, okay? Can read in between the lines that something must have happened and this is, you know, and then everything ended well. So they don't need to know all the juicy details, okay? It's between you and your clients. And so be it, okay? So be it. There will be times that this very unhappy client writes the review and then they will make it to that you cannot comment. That's okay. you start a new comment and not respond to them. You say, so, oh, I recently had this client, you can cut and paste and screenshot, who wrote this review. I just want to come in here to share with everyone that we had a discussion, there was some misunderstanding, and everything is ended with a great note. Thank you. So we leave it like that, because you want to have a response to that review, no matter what, but you don't have to share the juicy details, okay? All right, so I hope today's session have served you well, have taught you how to handle bad reviews. Know that it will come. It's something that's unavoidable. There will be one person out there who's never going to be happy. So don't be worried about it. It's just handle it with grace. That's all I can say. Handle it with grace, okay? If you have enjoyed this episode, don't forget to give us a review. Don't forget to give me a 5-star. Don't forget to give me a 5-star rating and give me a good review, okay? And share our podcast to more people so that everybody, especially in the events field, can grow and grow with the right mindset and armed with the right strategies to tackle all kinds of situations, okay? One last thing. I'll be so appreciative if you can follow me on my Instagram, and I'm trying to grow my Instagram. So we are at 2,000 over followers right now. I'm going to try to hit to 3,000 by the end of May. And I will be so appreciative if you're able to follow me on my Instagram, which is at MayoSilvers, MayoSilvers. Follow me on my Instagram, because I share very juicy details about how I've grown my business. I share great business tips and mindset, just like my podcast. And there's videos, and sometimes it's very funny. Sometimes it warms the heart. So I share different things there. But ultimately, whatever I share is to entertain, inspire, motivate, and educate all my followers. I never put junk stuff. Okay. So if you have enjoyed whatever I have shared with you in all kinds of platforms, you will enjoy my Instagram as well. Please follow me, share my Instagram, share my posts with other people too. Once you get on and you say, this is good stuff, I will so appreciate you. Thank you, everybody. Have a good rest of your week. If you're listening to this on a Thursday, have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.